With us this morning is ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, had a, sounds like, busy meeting last night. And let's start with the operating levy. There were some changes.
Yes. Right now, as you know, in 2011, we passed an operating levy. The voters did. And they approved $861 for a operating levy, which generates about $430,000 for the school.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did last night was we took that 861 and we were able to convert 300 of that to a board approved levy. So this is not a tax increase. This is not an add-on. It simply means that now there's $561 dollars that are considered voter approved levy and 300 are considered board approved levy.
Is there any difference in how the money's spent?
No difference in how the money's spent. What it does do is if when our levy expires, if for some reason it's not renewed, which we feel very supported by our community and certainly hope that, they continue to support that because $430,000 is a lot of money to that school, we would still have the 300 in place. So it's a little bit of a security blanket if we don't renew the levy. But again, this is there's no property tax increase associated with this conversion. It's simply a conversion.
It's one of those bookkeeping things.
That's right.
Okay. That's good. And I should be getting in my mailbox anytime now the approved Viking Voice brochure, tells me everything I need to know about the school, right?
Right. The Viking Voice, it's actually two different things. The Viking Voice will be in mailboxes hopefully today and tomorrow, depending on where in the county you live. And then we also have a Viking Vision brochure that is going to be available at the open house. And we're hoping that local establishments will allow us to put copies in their businesses. And what this is kind of a snapshot of Cook County schools and where we're going. And, we get folks that come through and consider moving here, living here, and we're hoping it will start to showcase our school because we're really moving in some great directions.
Well, sounds like it. And you approved a teacher evaluation plan, and that might be kind of important because you've got a lot of
probationary teachers. Yes. as we've talked about the last few years, we have had a lot of folks retiring and turnover. Well, this year now we have 18 probationary teachers, which is about half of our staff. And what that means by probationary, it means they've been in the district 3 years or less. And so, they may have more experience behind them in other districts, but in our district, they've only been here 3 years. And fortunately, we've been able to hire a number of people with experience. So we certainly enjoy the enthusiasm of teachers coming right out of college, but it's nice that we've been able to hire some folks with some strong experience. Now,
whether they're new at the job or not, you still have to, by law, observe them a number of times every year, too.
Correct. For years, we've been observing our teachers, and whether or not they're probationary, we do observe them. Tenured teachers are observed three times a year, twice by peer evaluators, once by administration, and our probationary teachers are observed three times a year by administration, and I'm blanking, but it's either two or three times by peer evaluators.
Okay.
And this evaluation, this is just more detailed, and it will be online and live, so folks can view that. Probably, I'm going to say by November for sure. I'm hoping October.
Okay, so the evaluation plan in general will be on the website.
Correct. So that way folks can see how we do evaluate our teachers and how much goes into that.
So what about a dress code?
Our student handbooks will have revised dress codes in this year and really encourage families to look at that. We certainly don't want excessive flesh showing along the midriff or in other areas. We don't care to see people's underwear. Whether it be bras or gentlemen having their jeans hang a little bit low. We also would not like to see tails or hats or other things that can cause a disruption in the classroom.
Okay. Now, this is pretty interesting stuff. You approved a career guidance counselor?
We did. Many of you may not know that Amanda Burgraff, our counselor last year, resigned at the last minute in August, and we were a little nervous, but we had actually two very strong applicants, and certainly want to welcome Christopher Hoffman to our district, and he's already been in, hitting the road hard, running, looking through our stuff, getting organized.
Okay, well, it's an important role to play. And for the first time, and I can't remember, you got a choir instructor.
We do. We are trying to build on some of the things that are important to this community, which, of course, is the arts area. And we had enough students sign up for high school choir. Hmm. And so we decided we would have a choir this year. Middle school choir will be conducted by Carrie Bilbin. And we have a high school choir, and that will be conducted by Erica Turnus. And she will be on what's called a community expert license because mm-hmm. she has experience in conducting choirs.
Yeah, she does. Plus a heck of a voice.
Yes, she does.
And culinary arts. You've got one of those guys, too.
We do. These were our last two positions to fill this year. And Jason Gesch was approved by the board last night, and he will be doing our two sections of culinary arts. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited to have him and certainly thank him for stepping up as a community expert to help us out.
Okay, now before I let you go, you mentioned earlier open house.
Yes, we have an open house coming up this Wednesday. It is from 3:30 to 6:30, and we certainly hope that all parents and students come to that. It's a great time to meet our new counselor mm-hmm. and other new teachers. We have, looking at our board meeting last night, I totaled up all the teachers we've hired, and we actually have hired 10 teachers this year. And in addition to that, we have about 5 paras that we've hired as well. So a lot of new faces, and that open house is a great time to take care of fees, meet new staff, get your stuff in your lockers, pick up your parking permits, all those things.
And, of course, athletic practices have already started.
Oh, they've already started. There was a scrimmage the other night and for football, and I believe our first volleyball game is Tuesday, I believe. You mm-hmm. probably double check Burrell on that once.
I read a story last week that you got some money to improve the baseball field.
We did. Arlie Jorgensen put together a grant, and we did receive $10,000 from the Twins organization. But thank you for bringing that up, because as projects go, it's even though Arlie had some money saved up from some other donations, mm-hmm. That project is running a little bit short. And if you have an interest in baseball, please contact Arlie, and donations are welcome to help us finish off that project correctly.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, school's around the corner Tuesday after.
Yep. September 2nd this year. Early start, and excited to have everybody back.
Okay. We've been speaking with ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Thanks, Beth.
You bet, Jay.